Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, The Word for Today.
In Matthew 27 and verse 22, Pilate said, "Then what shall I do with Jesus?" When it comes to Jesus, we have three choices. Let's look at them. First, you can reject him. That's what the Pharisees did. In Matthew 27 verse 22, Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Why was that? Because his grace and power exposed their lack of both. His truth exposed their error. And when you don't like the message, you reject the messenger. Secondly, you can avoid him. That's what Pilate's wife did. Matthew 27 verse 19 says, "While Pilate was sitting on the judge's seat, his wife sent him a message. 'Don't have anything to do with that innocent man, for I have suffered a great deal today in a dream because of him.'" Why do people avoid Jesus? Because he forces a reaction in our hearts. He calls you to make a choice between living for yourself or living for him. The chief priests accused Jesus of stirring up the people, and they were right. Before Jesus delivers you, he'll disturb you. And some of us don't want to be disturbed. Thirdly, you can accept him. That's what Paul did. In Galatians 2 verse 20, Paul said, "Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Pilate tried to wash his hands of the whole thing and avoid making a decision about Jesus, but it can't be done. Jesus said in Matthew 12 verse 30, "He who is not with me is against me." So if you haven't accepted Christ as your Savior, here's a question you must answer. Where do you stand with Jesus? And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.